What's up, everybody? This is Grant at Cause Artist. Welcome to the Disruptors for Good Brief, where we dive into the top five stories of the day related to impact startups transforming the sustainable and regenerative economy. Up first, a groundbreaking regenerative innovation portfolio has been launched by a collective of food organizations intent on tapping into regenerative agriculture's potential in Europe. EIT Food, the world's largest food innovation community, will invest 15 million euros into the initiative, with this sum being matched by corporate partners. The portfolio aims to boost collaboration across agri-food value chains and help farmers transition to regenerative practices. In tech sector news, Google has pledged to match the U.S. Department of Energy's purchase program for carbon removal credits by contracting for at least $35 million worth of carbon removal credits over the next year. This dual public-private investment is a strategic move to scale emerging carbon removal solutions, essential for achieving net zero emissions. Next up, the Bezos Earth Fund has announced a substantial $60 million commitment to establish Bezos Centers for Sustainable Protein. The initiative targets key challenges within biomanufacturing alternative proteins, aiming to improve cost, quality, and nutrition while preserving ecological integrity. This marks a significant stride in the Bezos Earth Fund's $1 billion pledge to transform food systems that deliver healthy foods to the growing global population without compromising our planet's resources. Our focus now shifts to ethical supply chains, where I recently did an interview with the founder of Evidensity. Born from inefficiencies and opacity within global systems, this purpose-driven company utilizes tech-enabled due diligence to fight modern slavery and promote transparency. The organization emphasizes the urgent need for ethical business practices, fostering integrity while protecting the vulnerable in our interconnected world. Read the full interview on causeartist.com. Lastly, OCA, the carbon insurance company, is setting a new benchmark in the voluntary carbon market by partnering with Oregon Biochar Solutions. Their collaboration introduces the first invalidation-insured biochar credits, propelling the high-quality biochar carbon removal industry forward. As demand surges for carbon dioxide removal projects, this partnership demonstrates the scalability and reliability of biochar credits. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to share and subscribe to our podcast. Until next time, stay humble and stay creative.